the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call letters mean stay well. This is a passionate show, and if you're listening for the first time, this show allows you the knowledge and the action steps so you can take control and so you have the power to get a do-over, to change your own life so you get the second chance at the life you want. We were talking earlier about, and when I say we were talking earlier, we have 2 hours of the show, and if your station only carries the second hour, by gosh, listen to that second hour. But sometime later, when you're not doing anything or when you're by a computer, you can log on to RadioMD.com, go to the You, the Owner's Manual archives, and by Monday morning, you'll hear all the shows. You can hear all the shows, but you can hear the first hour as well. We were talking a lot about autoimmune disease and diet, as well as we talked about what happens on Super Bowl weekend to our total calorie intake. And it's not just the Super Bowl weekend. It's the entire week. It's like we prepare the whole week. And instead of eating less the whole week before, so you can, if you will, have a splurge on Super Bowl day, we eat more every day of the week. We eat an average, or we buy an average of 6,000 calories per person for the whole week beforehand, much higher than our normal amounts we buy. So one of the things, Bridget, I was asked was, what was your favorite story? And one of those has to be, because you're a young person, to worry about your cholesterol or to think about your cholesterols earlier in life rather than when you're 50 or 60. Tell us what the data are.
Okay, so this study found that people should start worrying about their cholesterol in their 30s. And as we were discussing over the break, I think that people should be worrying about their cholesterol before their 30s, because the longer that it accumulates, the higher risk you're going to have later in life. So it's much easier to invest in your health earlier on, and then you don't have to, your risk of having to worry about those things later in life are much lower. But unfortunately, we are more short-term thinkers. Anyways, the researchers from Duke, they looked at people with who had even moderately high cholesterol levels in their 30s and 40s, and they found that they were more likely to have heart disease later in life. Heart disease developed in about 4% of the people who had always had good cholesterol, and then 8% of those who had high cholesterol for 1 to 2 years, it was an 8% higher risk of heart disease in people that had high cholesterol for only 1 to 10 years prior. And then the risk increased to 17% for anyone with high cholesterol for 11 to 20 years. So it's interesting, because they looked at the number of people that would qualify for statin recommendations, being prescribed statins, and they found that only 1 in 6 of the people that had high cholesterol would have met the recommendation for statin use when they were in their 40s. But then once they got to age 50, that increased from one in six to 1 in 3 people.
The bottom line is you should get your cholesterol measured, your LDL especially, not the total, but your LDL. Hopefully, if you do get the total, you get HDL and LDL, so you want it separated. But you get your LDL measured when you're 15, when you're 20, and if it's elevated at any of these times, you get it measured every year. And then you do something about it with either lifestyle and diet changes, or with those things plus some supplements such as the omega-3s that we always talk about, and omega-7s. And if those don't work, and exercise and lifestyle doesn't work, then you go and say, maybe I should be on a statin earlier in life to control it, because the longer period that I have a high cholesterol, the greater my risk, and it's cumulative over time. So rather than letting it go till you're 50 or 55, when the algorithms kick in with a risk, say, hey, these algorithms are for a pile of junk because they were made up by old men. I got to worry about myself when I'm a younger man or woman, and maybe I should, in fact, get treated earlier. And that's my message. We should treat it earlier. At least that's what the data look like.
And it's also much easier to change your diet and your lifestyle factors when you're younger, because the longer that you have high cholesterol, the longer that that accumulates, but your bad habits also increase, and it becomes much more difficult to change your diet and your lifestyle as you get older.
So let's go and talk about the other thing that you liked. There's another story you found fascinating. What was that one?
It's kind of unrelated, but I really liked the binge television watching story. Dr. Rosen, do you watch television on a binge?
I don't. I watch in a stable fashion. Now, I do binge on TV. I'm on vacation this week, as you know, in a warm area, La Quinta, California, which is outside of Palm Springs. It's the warmest area in continental U.S., and I'll tell you how come we come here is because our kids said it's the only they wouldn't go to Hawaii, where I wanted to go, because that's warmer than here consistently, but this is the most consistently warm. But the when I'm here and doing exercise for, I usually do 2 hours a day here, or about 2 hours a day, not counting any golf I might play, but just on riding a bike, and I will binge on Dr. Oz, because I have saved up all the Dr. Oz shows for the days I haven't been here, and I'll binge on both Dr. Oz and Jon Stewart, and meaning I will do that often, and then while I'm reading here, I will often have those on in the background and listen to them periodically while I'm doing more medical reading. So I guess that's called binging, but I said, as you know, I sent out tweets relating to the show. Anyone can sign up. It's at Dr. Mike Roizen. And one of the tweets was, the only time it is okay to binge is when you're listening to Dr. Oz.
Okay, that's
But great. Go ahead. Tell us what this story was, because this was such an interesting story.
Yeah, it's becoming, I didn't even know about binge TV watching until a few months ago, when someone had told me that they just binge on TV all day, and I had to ask them again what they meant by that. And then ever since, I've heard of it referenced a few times. So these researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, they're pretty innovative to be looking at this already. It's the first research study that has looked at this kind of behavior, and they found that that the more lonely and depressed that you are, the more likely you are to binge watch TV. So they looked at about 300 people that were aged 18 to 29, so I fall in that category, and then they looked at their TV habits and their feelings of loneliness, depression, and then they also looked at self-regulation and how likely they were to respond to addictive behaviors, because I guess it's considered an addictive behavior. They found that the more lonely and depressed that the participants were, the more likely they were to binge-watch TV, and found that it was a way for them to escape their negative feelings and sadness. And they also found that people who were binge-watching TV lacked the ability to control themselves and scored lower on self-regulation.
When we come back, we're going to come back and talk about that after Gary Ginsberg, because it's important. But next is my favorite segment of the week, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? What is PCOS? Whole bunch of other great topics. on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.